It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
This one ain't quite good, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Wow.
And welcome back, and we have Michelle here, the host with the most for Hour 1 on Fridays. The only hour we don't take calls, by the way, any other hour, just stay on topic, call in with a good question. That's 818-818-6401. Michelle, you have some announcements. Let's go ahead.
Well, I was going to say good morning, but I guess it's just switched to afternoon, hasn't it, the last four minutes or so?
And here
we are on July the 26th, Bill, and we're looking at August the next time we sit here on Friday.
By the way, I did post up those four specials that'll be going in the newsletter after the last show today when I finish the show uploads.
Okay, what are the specials today?
Xenoestrogen Detox, Vitamineral Max, Sports Energy Light, and Nutra Defense.
That's funny. It should be actually Power C. It's the Power C is on sale. I have the Power C on sale. I have the Vitamineral Max. And I also have sports.
Well, those are the sale products that I have listed up right now. I mean.
Alrighty. Well, that's xenoestrogens on sale as well. But the three that I have, the main ones, are Vitamineral Max, Power C, Sports Energy Light, and I have one other one. Oh, Nutridyne. I have the Nutridyne on sale right now.
Right.
Okay, so super sales on the three packs, but it's, you know, a sale of a few dollars. And
yeah.
On the. Just the one individual bottle.
Amazing.
So, that's that. I'm just kind of running around here. I just finished talking to Hermine this morning.
Right.
Our friend from Florida, our German lady. And she's actually from Romania. She'll tell you anyways. So Hermine, Bill wanted you to know that, I think you could hear her in the background, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could actually, because you have her speakerphone, yeah.
Yeah. And she, you know, the kind of, she was diagnosed with some skin cancer, and you, Dr. Bill, gave her a protocol, and she just wanted me to let everybody know, I'm going to say it first thing on the air today,
right,
that she's healed, and she's going to still see her dermatologist, of course, but it all went away, 100%, she said, you don't see anything, and she's so happy because it was on her face. And she's a very good-looking lady too, so she didn't want to have to wreck her face.
Well,
so,
you can do a plastic repair, but if it returns again, we can make cancer of the skin, especially go away with things like our curcumin cream and our antipathogenics, because often the pathogen will drive it. And if it does go away, but if it returns, then she needs to get a biopsy with a margin.
Yeah, she's going to keep an eye on it and keep with her dermatologist
And the pathologist will look at it and do an electron microscopy and karyotype analysis of the. An electron microscopy to just look at it.
But it's entirely disappeared.
That's really good news. Yeah.
So you heard her this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Let's see. I'm going to do something a little bit different here today. I actually have my cell phone for you, Richard. I know you're listening. Our Richard friend from just north of us up here in Los Angeles.
Yep, in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah, he actually worked in Burbank. He worked on a lot of children's movies and video production and so on over the years, so he's be.
Yeah, we have met Richard a few times, and he's a sweetheart. But anyways, I just thought you might be interested in this little text that I got from Richard. I think he sent it to me yesterday. Hi, Michelle. Here's a text reminder on some results. Hemoglobin numbers continued to recover. Last month, the on-spot reading registered at 11.8. However, the more accurate central lab reading was actually 12.6. This month's on-spot reading, Bill, are you ready for this?
Right.
12.4. So from past experience, I'd say I'm closer to 13, because you know how when they do the month-long test, it always is higher. So he's back over 13.
The reason why he's monitoring that is because when you have renal failure, there's a factor made by your kidneys that stimulates your bone marrow to make new hemoglobin. And he's not been on any, he's been basically on the renal peptides, as well as our NutriMeds and technology. And as a result, he's been able to maintain kidney function rather than deteriorate and require dialysis or transplant. And so me seeing a hemoglobin stay up means that his kidneys are behaving more healthily and stimulating his bone marrow to make new red blood cells and the erythroblasts that lay down and make new hemoglobin.
So we're very happy. Hey, Bill?
Yeah.
I'm very happy
for Richard, and happy he's not on a dialysis list, although I'm sure I disappoint some nephrologists and dialysis clinics that they won't be able to buy a bigger boat. You know, use the bigger boat analogy just for fun.
Right. Do you remember earlier this week I sent someone over to you? I can't remember the name now. It was about they needed a protocol for their grandson, 3 years old, who was vaccinated and now he can't talk. Do you remember that? It was a measles vaccination.
Right, yeah.
Do you remember that name? It was a different
right.
kind of a name. I can't remember.
Right.
So actually the story
yeah, and I get all those. I get actually more calls about vaccines than almost any other single thing, except for maybe cancer or you know vaccines.
Diabetes.
Number, diabetes, but I'd say top list is vaccines.
So what was the story?
Well, you take the spark out of a little boy or girl's eyes when you vaccinate them. I had an interesting talk yesterday with a lady. About their little daughter who has a disability, born with a difficult birth, and she has an expressive dysphagia. So we're doing genetic analysis through 23andMe and Prometheus, and organic acid analysis to see what SNPs. And she's a senior pediatric geneticist too, but she's been very healthy through her schooling, and was never vaccinated. And the doctor was starting to growl and show their teeth. You know how animals can show their teeth and growl, and sometimes show their fangs if they've got fangs. They have a fang doctor.
Okay, Bill. What?
Anyway, I'm just being sarcastic, but she tried to growl at her, saying, you know, how it was really dangerous and all this stuff about herd immunity, which is foolishness, because if a vaccine's so dang good, then don't worry about it. If you don't want to vaccinate your child, take antipathogenics like our immunoglobulin, Nutrimune 26Y, NutriDefense, NutriSilver, NutriDyne, Allicin Med. You do not need to take vaccines. Firstly, the only vaccines I think are relatively safe are the pneumonia vaccine and the tetanus if it's not messed with. The MMR vaccine, which was given to this child, it, by the way, was originally identified back over 60 years ago to contain oncogenic viruses from rhesus monkeys. And Cornell University 5 years ago discovered that 29% of people with dementia, when they do toxicology in their brain tissue, can grow viruses, including their childhood vaccine viruses, including this virus.
But what this gentleman wanted for the 3-year-old was what could he give him to detox from.
It's a pretty extensive thing because you have three things that are going on. Number one, you can have stealth viruses, you want antipathogenics. You got heavy metal adjuvants very often in the vaccine. And you got toxins that will cross the blood-brain barrier.
So a lot of us, you and I both as children, were vaccinated.
Very little vaccines. I got very few vaccines. I had the little PCB, TB, scratch on your shoulder and caused a lot of inflammation. And I had a tetanus shot. In my arm, I had a tetanus shot, and that's about it. And even going through medical school, they didn't insist that I be vaccinated. So I've had the flu vaccine. I've had the flu. That's the polio. That's a polio thing. I'm talking about the BCG.
Yeah.
But I had the flu vaccine. I got sick as heck on it years ago, and I stopped taking them many years ago.
So what is it, Keeler Max, that you'd recommend?
Well, I could start off with a couple. It'd be very basic to start with, but there's a much more advanced protocol which I can send.
But
you want to give them Keeler Max for a child. You want to give dosage based for, you have a 30-pound child. They do about 1/5 or 1/4 the dosage of an adult. So maybe half a capsule twice a day. I would also use probably Zenoestrin Detox, half a capsule twice a day. I would probably use BioLVR, half a capsule twice a day for the detox process. And I would probably give things to reduce free radicals, such as the H2-plex powder. You can give half a scoop in water twice a day. And open up a capsule of cell detox glutathione. Half a capsule or a capsule of ultrathiamine B1, because you've got to stop the free radicals, and a half a capsule twice a day of the Cell Defense Plus, and puncture a soft gel of Gamma E Plus and put it on their tongue or in some juice that they have, like a smoothie. But I would say start off real slow with that. The most important thing is antipathogenics, and I would give probably 3 or 4 drops of Neutrodyne 3 times a day in water. I'd probably give about a third of a capsule of Allicin Med twice a day.
With all of that, you'd want to put it in some orange juice.
You can make a little of an orange juice smoothie kind of thing and just have them go shoot it down a couple times a day, and that'll knock it out. It'll knock out the pathogens, turn off the free radicals, and turn off the inflammation and cytokines. Because what happens is if you break down the blood-brain barrier, a lot of these kids afterwards, they did a comparison study on children in Mexico compared to children in Texas. And basically, these are Hispanic kids that are basically genetically almost identical. They could be cousins, right? Mm-hmm. And kids that were not vaccinated and ate dirt got one-fifth as much asthma, ADD,
right.
juvenile diabetes, autoimmune disease, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, etc., and cancer. Way lower just because they actually got exposed to natural pathogens. Like when we were kids, we had what we call mumps or measles parties. So if you had the measles, everybody said, hey, somebody's got the measles. Great, let's go have a party. And we'd have our measles party so we could all get the measles at the same time. Now, same thing with mumps. You don't want to get the mumps after puberty because if you get mumps, your testicles can swell up and you can get orchiitis, which can actually cause sterility. Your testicles will shrivel after that. Oh. So you want to get the mumps before you actually go through puberty.
Bill, how would you like to do our Bible verse? And that's actually from today from BibleGateway.com. And they're free, and those Bible verses come in for me every day. And this is Hebrews 11:1, and would you like to just go ahead and read that one?
Absolutely. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, what happens is, and we talked about this in the show with Ken Klein recently, and it was, of course, Jerry Barrett, who's from Prophecy in the News, Power Prophecy, I mean. And so what we're basically saying is that the eternal exists parallel to the temporal. In other words, the world of time-space, which we live in, our bodies, lives parallel to our soul, which exists in a place that's in a higher level called the level of what's called of the soul or spirit, which is consciousness. But God exists even a higher level in the eternal, where there is no
path. Are you saying we're existing someplace else at the same time that we're here?
Yeah, we're connected through, it's called in the Genesis, called the silver cord or the cord of living waters, connected to our pineal gland, to our soul. And our soul exists in consciousness, but God exists even a higher level. He exists in the eternal, and there's a portion of us that coexists with God in the eternal, which means to God there is no past or future. Everything to God is now. So when we talk about faith, faith is something that comes from God because it's a portion of wisdom and comfort that comes from God who exists in the eternal. That's why we have to always, no matter whether we're dying with cancer or we're going through a trial or even succeeding at something, we have to give glory to God because God is behind everything. And you can't do good without doing God and adding an extra O. So you got to do God. In other words, you have to pray and read your Bible and then ask for God's opinion. And then when you do that, that's why faith is a gift that God gives you, which is an eternal wisdom to your soul to tell you that things are going to be okay.
And how does he give you the gift of faith?
He does it basically through intuition, through what I call spirit words. Because we have your words that speak linear, like left brain, and we also have gestaltic things like spirit, like artistic things, like right brain. But there's a thing that goes beyond that, what's called spirit words, which means he gives us, imparts us, a level of knowledge which transcends time and space.
Which is our conscious.
Which is what faith is. Faith is wisdom, which...
You know how you just know what you know, what you know?
Exactly.
You
well,
know
conscience,
right? Yeah.
Conscience is
conscience.
A faith,
yeah.
Is an operation of faith. And so when God is speaking to your conscience, everybody, like the high priest that goes into the Holy of Holies, has a Urim and Thummim stones, which glow yes or no. And
yeah,
our soul has a
yes.
That was
really cool. Talk about that a little bit. That's
well,
because when you show me
when the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies in Yom Kippur,
yeah.
He actually prays and he asks questions of God, and the stones will glow telling him yes or no answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same thing in everybody's soul. If you pray to God after you try to come back to God, God will give you a yes or no answer. And sometimes in dreams or visions or even people that come to you. So faith is the operation of God trying to speak into your life from the eternal so that he'll comfort you whether you're succeeding or failing or whatever's going on in your life and trying to bring you a sense that, you know, if you ask on God to heal your body, he'll bring someone to you or let's say you listen to this program. And get nutraceuticals. Or number two, he'll give you a geopolitical answer. For example, we say we have a geopolitical answer for, with God's help, for everything, whether it's the border or a safety net without socialism, which is godless, or international trade without the danger of nuclear war and chemical biological war, or the elevation of all humans before the time of trouble, which is coming.
Yes, I think almost every believer out there thinks that the time of trouble is coming.
We're in birth pangs right now. We're in the birth pangs. Yeah, this is the screaming in the delivery room.
Is life a blessing, though? Isn't life wonderful?
Life is a blessing, but life is also a trial.
Some days it is.
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back, Michelle. You have some more emails to read, and we have protocols to give.
We'll start with the emails here, Bill, and we'll start with David from Montana. Hey, Dr. Bill, you are fascinating, and I've listened to you on and off for years. I want an opinion and some advice. I was elected to the Montana House District. I better not say exactly where, right, because that's his personal information.
Right.
In November 2016, and I introduced a House resolution against 5G proliferation, HJ13, and a vaccine rights bill to allow more medical professionals to write exemptions after adverse effects and protect kiddos' medical records according to FIRBA laws. Any political advice is welcome. So he wants some advice on the vaccines. He goes on to say, regardless, I just wanted to ask you about health concerns. I have a hereditary... What's that?
Spherocytosis. It's an abnormal red blood cell.
He says, my spleen got big after legislative session, and I got a lung infection, and I don't know if it's viral or bacterial or fungal after an infection. How do I diagnose what's in my lungs? I've been fighting lung weakness for 2 months now, and I'm getting frustrated. I got a scan of my spleen, and the doctor said he saw things going on in my lungs, but hasn't helped my situation.
Okay, well, the first thing you want is what's called a flow volume loop and full lung test.
You may be interested in this next sentence, though.
Right, go ahead.
He says a little more. I have a long history of smoking, so...
Right, so you maybe have fibrotic lung changes. But what you do is you do a flow volume loop and DLCO diffusion capacity test. Then we do a sputum culture and see if it's growing any bugs. Then we do immunotoxicology blood tests. You probably require a consult. In terms of the vaccines, NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center.org, no one anywhere in the U.S. Can force you, even under legislation, to be forced vaccinated. That includes health professionals and doctors and nurses. So that's what I see happening there, yeah. Right?
I'll give you his email, Bill, because he needs an answer, okay?
Right, right.
Especially with his lung things.
Right, right. So what I would say is I recommend people get the How to Win in Court Pro Se Litigant course and file pro se litigant action against your state legislatures and Senate members and Congress members. They're trying to actually force this here in California. I've been get calls two or three times a week, at least, or more. Sometimes more than that, especially from states where they're trying to force vaccinate or the kids can't go to school. First off, no such thing as herd immunity. If the vaccines were so good, just take them for the kids that want them. But they actually cause brain damage because they break down the blood-brain barrier.
Right. Which we talked about already in the other segment.
Right, okay, go ahead.
What about his lungs, the thing that's going on with his lungs?
He needs a consult. Yeah. What he already told me, enough that with a smoker and a chronic problem, he needs me to actually do a consult and recommend what tests he needs to do with a pulmonologist and what blood tests I can send test kits to him to do immunotoxicology to find what pathogen he's growing in his lungs, okay?
Next, Bill, we do
inhalation therapy with things like NutriSilver, Nutridyne, Allicin Med, Nutrient Defense, etc., and we can knock out. And also, we want to stop the free radicals caused by smoking and the pathogen, mainly hydroperoxy radical, which is why we can do inhalation therapy with cell detox glutathione and H2-plex, right, to stop the free radicals.
Yep. And probably to quit smoking, it looks like the nicotine, what are those things called? Our son Stephen actually smoked for a little while.
Well, they have these
and
little enhanced things.
He got off of, he quit smoking by taking those... what is it? Those vapor? They're called vapes.
They're vaping. He's doing a vape. Yeah. He has a little vapor device.
Yeah. And that's how... So that might help him to get off the smoking, right?
Yeah. But we also have things that help stop addictions. Raising dopamine levels with mood energizer, dopamine, CBD oil is very useful. Things to calm the nervous system down, like stress to go. Those are all very helpful to try to reduce the stress hormones and the addictive pathways in the brain that cause addictive behavior.
Okay, next Bill is Michael from Markham, Ontario, Canada. Hi, Dr. Bill. My wife and I would like to lose some weight and wondering if you can provide a simple protocol for us. I'm 37 years old, 175 pounds, 5 foot 11. She is 35, 170 pounds, 5 foot 7. She wants to lose about 40 pounds, mainly belly and thigh area, and I want to lose belly fat. And then he goes on to say, I have an additional question. I ordered leptin metabolic a few weeks back, and I'm wondering whether we can use this with the protocol or put it aside. My wife asks whether, if possible, what kinds of snacks to have between meals.
You want to have a ketogenic snack with a glycemic index less than 20. So you want to basically have low glycemic index berries and veggies, like things like turnip and so on. And you want to make sure that you have what we call a paleo diet and keto. The best drink to have to avoid breakfast and lunch is Keto Power, and you can add to that a little bit of Sports Energy Light.
And
the glycemic drink can be a meal substitute.
And that's what everyone loves, is a glycemic.
Yeah, you can mix it in your drink, too. And then you want dibetalene and berberstatin and
Biotin
Plus.
Well, you know what he said? He said a simple protocol, Bill. Simple protocol means, like, put three things. They already have the leptin metabolic, so what other three things can they share, you know, or they get for each of them?
Glycemic, meal substitution, and dibetalene.
And
you told me three, that's it.
No, I'm not including leptin metabolic.
Okay, I'd add Biotin Plus.
Okay, good.
Because you've got lower insulin resistance and you have to use a Keto Power, work with it. It's very, very effective. Keto Power, drink a couple times a day. You can substitute meals and it'll raise your metabolic rate. And you can also use things to mobilize fat. Forskolin, we call fat mobilizer. Mm-hmm. And LipoFlush, that's conjugated linoleic acid, will help mobilize fat, especially from around the middle.
Ed, in an email, hi, Dr. Deagle. I was wondering if you have some recommendations regarding the products on your website that may be of help to my daughter. She is 33 years old, type 1 diabetic,
right,
and takes insulin injections twice a day. She believes that she also has fibromyalgia because she is in a lot of pain, plus 2 years ago she was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Her biggest complaint is that she runs out of energy just doing small tasks. She has a primary care doctor and has seen other doctors over the past 3 years, but no one has been able to provide any advice. You know, no one's making her any better.
Well, I can tell you that her case is complex enough, she's going to need a consult, but here's the basics.
Well, he also wanted to add here that the type of insulin she's on is that one.
Novalin. Yeah, that's just standard. Novalin 70-30, yeah.
Okay.
First off, type 1 diabetics usually deteriorate into type 1 and type 2. Type 3 actually is diabetes of the brain. Now, when you get diabetes of the heart, you go into heart failure. When you get a liver, you get liver failure and elevated triglycerides or fatty liver. When you get it out of your brain, you get dementia, and where the astrocytes can't fire off and form a neural network or a holographic network. What she needs to do is we need to look at her adrenal gland hormone levels, her thyroid levels, her blood sugar, and we need to actually start treating her as type 1, type 2, because usually they're a combo. And we'll correct her energy levels with NADH tablets and Sports Energy Light, and we can get her energy levels up, and we can correct imbalances such as magnesium deficiency. And most people who are diabetic also are developing hypertension and vascular problems, because hypertension is basically a sign of pre-diabetic insulin resistance of your blood vessels and your heart. Okay, so when you see somebody with hypertension, it's basically a sign of diabetic mitochondriopathy, because when you get insulin resistance, you actually start to have dysfunction of your mitochondria.
Next, Bill, is John, J-O-N. Just J-O-N, from San Francisco. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I've used Nutridyne before, and I still have a few drops left. I am thinking about ordering more, but I'd like to know how many mcgs of iodine are in each drop, and how many drops are in each bottle.
I think there's around 300 drops in a bottle, and it's about 175 micrograms per drop, yeah.
Per drop. Really, you know that information?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as how many drops, are you sure that's how many is in a bottle? Who knows, right?
Well, 300.
Looks like 1,000 to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, around 300.
How much?
300 drops equals 1 ounce, basically, which is what it is.
Okay. How much should an average-sized male take per day?
The average-sized male, if you don't have thyroid problems, is about 3 to 4 drops on your skin or in water. It'll help maintain antipathogenic and maintain your mitochondria, because most diseases in aging have a tie to mitochondrial dysfunction.
Okay.
Including hypertension, diabetes, and cancer, and stealth infections, because the body gets weakened and can't clear them, because the macrophages, your big eater cells, and your lymphocytes have to be a great superoxide anion radical to kill pathogens. Antibodies, for example, like a vaccine, do not kill anything. They just tag it. It's like putting a little green laser on a target if you're a special forces.
Mm-hmm.
So when people think a vaccine is going to save your life, it's foolish. If your immune system isn't up to snuff, if you even have the immunoglobulins, which we have in Nutrimune 26Y, your immune cells have to be able to generate superoxide anion radical that's 100 million degrees to kill off a pathogen.
Well,
nothing else will do it.
Yeah. Well, you're looking right at me.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, yeah.
Ready for next? David from Michigan. Hi, Michelle. I missed the program earlier today. Hopefully you'll be able to relate this to your hubby. I've been meaning to write before, but always better late than never. As my order will prove, I have many small bottles of CardioVasc liquid. I always get the sale pack, 3-pack sale, because that's always on, right?
Right.
As an accountant for over 30 years, I would have to say it's a waste of bottles and caps, isn't it? I was trying to say, because all those bottles and caps over all the years, Bill, of him taking the CardioVasc.
Why is it a waste? You mean it's better to stay alive and be able to buy the bottles?
No, he's actually like... Some people are, they're frugal, right? And they think of just the wisdom
frugality.
Throwing out the bottles.
I got a little joke for you. There's no such thing as a U-Haul following the hearse.
Right.
All right? So no, even if you're a billionaire, there's no such thing as a big train of trucks and cars pulling all of his boat and his gold and his computers.
I'm sure he's fully aware of that.
Yeah, so in other words,
he's just being sweet because he says, I love your CardioVasc, and thanks, I'm always glad to hear your voice is telling me right on
right.
Podcast. Is that sweet?
You have a very nice voice, Mishy.
John from, Santa Barbara, California. And again, for any of the new listeners, I like to say the actual place that you're from, only in California, and keep your privacy the rest of the country. Because there's so many people here, like 33 million, who's going to know?
Or there's a common name like George or Dan, and it's a big city like Los Angeles. We'll just say Dan from L.A., you know.
Well, we do have people that I can think of, I won't say, like one lady. I changed her name for her to a more common name, even though she's from up in Los Angeles. But her name is so... not common that
somebody might find her.
They
might be able to Google her, especially if she's written something or if she's prominent in any way. Right?
So John, he says, Dr. Deagle, I have heard you are a very good doctor, and I would like to find out what it takes to... get an appointment. No, I don't... You don't need an appointment. He must mean like a consult, Bill.
You can be anywhere in the world. You can be in Germany, South Africa... Japan, doesn't matter. And if you have a translator like from Cantonese and China, and I do video consults where I actually review the lab work, the 11-page intake history form, reports from your specialists, and then I send test kits all over the world. I'll tell you what imaging studies you need to do with your local doctors and then how to connect with specialists.
I'll give you his email, but he goes on to say, I'm a 64-year-old male, and I have some neurological damage from early polio, so I have post-polio syndrome. And some damage from PSI research done in the 1980s. What's that? With the most advanced forms of remote viewing at that time. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
My problems developed through lack of sleep during points of deep work where I got very little sleep for days. This accelerated the already existing damage from the polio. I walk with a cane and suffer neurological pain that I must take meds to control, and I want to stop pharmaceuticals and find a natural pain relief and repair the damage to my nervous system if possible. I am able to follow instructions and will work hard and follow through whatever you give me to do.
Well, first off, we have to understand what pain is. If you have to ask the average doctor, including an interventional pain doctor, they don't know. Dr. Deagle does. I've got patents on it. I work with Dr. Hedgecock. We actually worked out the first and only technology in the world to can map both A-delta and C-fibers. So I can refer you to a doctor we've trained over the last 20 years. They can belong to the American Sensory Medical Association that can map it. So we can actually map your pain, find the pain generators, and turn it off. And we can use things orally like our Inflamex and arthritics, joint performance tendon mender, topicals like curcumin, pregnenolone, and DHEA, and we can actually turn off the underlying cause of your pain at the initial gate is in your skin. Okay, Michelle, you got another 30 seconds. Go ahead.
30 seconds. How about this one? Keith in an email. How many... milligrams of Allicin are in each capsule of Allicin Med.
650, yeah, 650.
There we go.
15 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, there's nothing I can read in 15 seconds, so forget it.
You can give a joke,
we'll
though.
We'll be back with Audrey. Audrey in an email.
Very good. Back in a minute.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And Mishi, we have some more answers. Go ahead, you had to announce the next person that's coming on.
Yeah, Audrey.
Yeah.
In an email, Dear Dr. Deagle, my husband is concerned with this increased pressure in his eyes. He has been taking a prescription eye drop for a few years to prevent glaucoma. A couple of years ago, his pressures were 19 in both of his eyes, and a test recently showed pressures of 28 in his left eye and 44 in the right. Do you have a NutriMedical protocol that would help as the prescription is not working?
Right. And the first thing you want to do is you can have open-angle glaucoma, which is the most common type, and you want to increase the movement through the canals of Schlemm, it's called. And the first thing to take is Vision Max, a capsule twice a day. Take vein away, which improves the venous transport across the eye, two capsules twice a day. Also take antioxidants, cell detox glutathione, gamma E plus, and ultrathiamine B1. I would also recommend you get a Lumen Photon machine, put it on frequency number 7 for reduction of inflammation and frequency 3 for healing of the eye. If that doesn't settle the intraocular pressures, then we need a full consultation. And I would recommend what tests need to be done with an ophthalmologist, including a slit lamp exam, etc. But I would say to start off with, it's a very difficult thing to treat glaucoma. It's usually a side effect of free radical damage causing glycation or blocking off of the canals of Schlemm.
What are the most important supplements? If you had to pick three top supplements for glaucoma?
Vein Away, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Vision Max.
Good, thank you.
All right, and I would add if it doesn't settle it down within 2 weeks, I'd get the Lumen Photon, the 180 pad, and wrap it around your head and take it at least a half an hour on frequency 7 and a half an hour on frequency 3 times a day.
Jeremy, in an email, at one time you discussed the root cause of hypertension and began to suggest detox to start a reversal. Please expand on that subject and also include a protocol for the root cause reversal for insulin resistance.
Well, first off, diabetes is a free radical illness. When you lose superoxidismutase 1, which is copper zinc,
so what are you addressing, the insulin resistance?
Yes,
first?
This is how it starts. Your insulin resistance starts in your skeletal muscle first. So if you look at a first stage of anybody who's hypertensive is actually a pre-diabetic.
Oh, really?
You know, even if they don't develop diabetes for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is you lose SOD1, and then you get a loss of the GLUT4 transport and insulin receptor, and the same thing happens to your blood vessel walls. So when your blood vessels don't contract and get a secondary peristaltic wave, your heart is pushing against functional resistance. So you do a test, there's a test that cardiologists that are also physiologists called non-Newtonian fluid dynamics. So the first thing you want to do is you want to take our Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus, which will help restore your copper zinc, add the copper Genomax, take Cardiovasc, it'll open up the reduced blood viscosity, produce nitric oxide and so on, add Supernox, add Gamma E Plus to open up your arteries, add Vascucare, Carnitine, and CoQ10 Supreme. And that'll open up your arteries and allow them to start pumping again. Because the problem is your heart pumps about a quarter to a third of the blood flow, and then your arteries are supposed to get a secondary peristaltic wave. So hypertension is simply lazy arteries. It's not due to heart failure, although heart failure will eventually happen. If your blood vessels don't respond, your heart actually has to pump harder and harder. The wall thickens, and eventually your cardiac index, which is the ratio between blood flowing into the heart and out of the heart, drops. And then you go into terminal heart failure, which can cause cardiac arrest. So hypertension and cardiac failure, heart failure, is increasing 440% faster than all other forms of heart disease, including stroke and heart attack. And it's because it's diabetes of the heart muscle. And the first thing affected is your blood vessel walls, and you get a functional mitochondriopathy because the energy metabolism of your mitochondria are stayed because the sugar is a primary fuel for your arteries to contract. And when it doesn't, that's why things like Keto Power will help. To help reverse it, along with diabetoline, biotin plus, leptin
what
metabolic.
What is our best product for insulin resistance? It has nothing to do with leptin, does it? Leptin metabolic?
Leptin metabolic is a very good first one. One, just take one capsule in the morning, and then I would go diabetaline.
You know, if you're on a budget and you're thinking, okay, I have to take care of this insulin resistance, and then he has to take care of hypertension.
Diabetaline and biotin plus would be the first two.
Yeah, and then for the hypertension, I would say cardiovascular.
Cardiovascular, for sure. Yeah, and then I would add the CoQ10 first, then Vascucare, carnitine, magnesium glycinate. And the CoQ10 Supreme.
Our next bill is Lorianne from Arizona. Good day, Dr. Deagle. I believe I've acquired asthma from chemtrails. My bronchial structure has changed and I suffer all the time. I do not know what to do to clear my lungs. I first bleed out of my nose, constant viral problems and breathing treatments. I do not like using inhalers. Spraying in Phoenix is pervasive, and what kind of mask should I use when I go outside? My physician has not told me much, and I become ill consistently with upper respiratory problems. So, keep reading, Bill. Is that enough?
Yeah. Basically, she probably has sinorhinitis and pulsatile nasal drainage to
she
her airways.
I, listen to this, though. I believe you are the only physician who can advise me and help me on this topic. There you go, Bill.
Yeah. Well, first off, just from what you've told me so far, she probably almost certainly has sinorhinitis with postnasal drainage causing bronchopulmonary inflammation of her basket cells and her respiratory bronchioles. So she probably has chronic sinorhinitis and infection.
But it could be from anything, right? Could it be?
Well, it starts off with allergy, and you usually get a stealth infection like a virus, like rhinovirus subclass 3 or some other virus. You could even have pathogens in there like aspergillosis fungi. And even
what do you mean that we're in there like for years or something?
Yeah, or even vermicularis. You can even have pinworms inside your nose.
So you really want to get rid of all that.
Right. First thing to do is to irrigate that out, and I'd get a Sinupulse and use Neutrodyne with Sinuair powder. I'd also take Allerblock because she's almost certainly got allergies. If you're outside and you want to block the pathogens in the air and the particles, use a Niagen 95 mask, which is not so thick like a Niagen 100 that'll affect your breathing and make it hard for you to breathe. But Niagen 95, as long as you keep it clean and dry, will be good for as long as you keep it clean and dry multiple days. You just put it in a Ziploc bag when you're not using it. We need to actually find out what's going on with the lungs. I'd recommend probably we do a lung function test with a local doctor or pulmonologist, which includes a flow volume loop and DLCO test. We can also do a sputum test for cultures and do a sinus irrigation and even have an ENT look at her sinus cavities with a fiber optic scope. Or for sinus x-rays. Most likely she's got sinorhinitis and postnasal drainage, and she is getting chronic lung damage, which if it's untreated can cause fibrous lung changes. So asthma basically is due to rhinovirus subclass 3 in the basket cells in your lungs, and you can knock out the virus with a NutriDefense, NutriSilver, Allicin Med, Neutrodyne, and Nutrimune 26Y to tag the pathogen. So I can identify what's done. I can also recommend what you can do with local doctors, what tests I can order, and what therapies we can use, including irrigation and inhalation therapy with, say, a Sinupulse. They have a little clear blue tip for inhalation of, say, cell detox, glutathione, and H2-plex to get rid of the hydroproxy radical that's a primary thing that creates mucus bronchorrhea, which is the thing in your mucus in your airways that makes it thick.
Andrew from our neighbor, San Diego, California.
Right.
Okay, Andrew, it says, Dr. Bill, I'm concerned about this crazy flu here in San Diego County. Everyone is pushing flu shots. How true. Boy, you go to anywhere, grocery store,
right.
Pharmacy, there are everybody's. My main concern is for my 5-year-old son. Can I put the Neutrodyne on his arm, and is the wrist the best spot?
Yeah, you can put it on his neck or his forearm. That's good, yeah.
He says, I have an issue using the Allicin Med. I've tried to give him half a capsule.
That's a little bit much for a little child. I'd give maybe a quarter of a capsule.
Okay.
And you can even put it on your fingertip, or even a quarter of a capsule, and just put it inside his mouth, or you put it in a smoothie.
Or
a custard or something like that.
He actually said he tried the idea of a smoothie, but the garlic flavor was coming through. You know what I found was orange juice for Kelsey,
Yeah, orange juice works good, yeah.
Masks.
You don't need very much. If you have a child that's like 30 pounds, you need one-fifth the dosage of an adult. So
yeah.
We're talking about one-fifth of a capsule. You don't need very much.
Next, Bill, is Madeline from Indiana. Dr. Bill, I have a follow-up report for my husband, Jerry. He was diagnosed type 2 diabetes a few years ago. However, with diabetoline, Nutritrala, CardioVasc, Power-C, and Berberstatin, the last two tests show that he does not have diabetes any longer.
Right.
His doctor asked how he did it, but seemed not very interested in knowing the supplements. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your time and everything you and Michelle
everyone. Now, that's typical of regular conventional doctors. They're surprised that you reverse diabetes, which they can't. They don't want to actually start the treatment because, again, remember, I provide nutraceuticals that don't require a medical license and do require medical monitoring by functional medicine doctors. These doctors need to be trained in integrative medicine. This is not herbology. This is not chiropractic. This is integrative medicine, which means they need to be giving more of their patients nutraceuticals. So if they do deteriorate, despite the nutraceuticals, then you can use insulin. But most of the time you don't. You can actually use nutraceuticals and dietary changes in low glycemic index. And also exercise like the whole body vibration, sonic life, which will stimulate your muscles and your mitochondria to open up your metabolic rate. So the problem is that diabetes is also triggered off by other things like hypothyroidism, a diet high in glycemic index, a diet that actually interferes with normal insulin resistance. For example, if you're mineral deficient in your diet, you're going to end up with insulin resistance. So the problem is that sugar can't attach to body proteins unless there's free radicals. So when we hear these people talking about monitoring their hemoglobin A1C, how many doctors monitor 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine, which is oxidized pyrimidines in your DNA?
Gosh, Bill, I don't have a clue what you just said.
It's actually oxidized. It's one of the base pairs of DNA.
What?
And you can actually 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine. It's a monitor marker.
And I bet you I'm not the only one that doesn't know what that is.
And neither do any of the doctors. As a result, they're basically dangerous.
Okay,
because
that's
the shortest term. But what you do is you simply get rid of free radical singlet oxygen. You use things like...
I can understand that, but what's singlet oxygen?
It's oxygen with a free radical electron on it.
Okay, there you go.
And then you can do that with ultrathiamin B1, H2-plex, right, and carnosine D-link, and Nutritrala, which is why it's good for lowering hemoglobin A1C.
Mm-hmm. Nutritrala, that's one of the first products ever.
That's a very
important
product.
That?
I take it every day.
Nutritrala.
Yeah. Nutritrala,
back in the day.
Yeah.
That's alpha level.
It's in my bag of vitamins right here.
Huh? Oh my gosh, Leo, you've got a little, that's a suitcase.
it's just a large Ziploc bag full of vitamins that I'm taking probably right after the show because I got busy here and I couldn't take them before.
Okay.
I took my other stuff, but not all of them.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Perry from Washington State. I just had a wellness visit with my doctor and my major health concern is high cholesterol. Doctor wants me to take... What's that?
Fenofibrate.
Yeah. But I don't want to take pharmaceutical drugs, he goes on to say. I know we're getting tight on time there, so...
Well, I don't believe in cholesterol-lowering drugs.
What's the best thing for high cholesterol?
Ignore it. Completely ignore it. You don't...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you don't chase cholesterol.
Hey, I can do that. Ignore
What you do is you prevent cholesterol from being oxidized. I worked with Phil Broughton 20-some years ago. A PhD biochemist worked at Yale Labs in Los Angeles, and you can measure what's called 9-norinol hydroxy antibodies against cholesterol. And the problem is that cholesterol is not a problem. It's like a catcher's mitt to catch a free radical. Cholesterol is not a problem. We did tests back with Dr. Moskowitz back in 1977 at the Vancouver General. He was a PhD biochemist as well. Mm-hmm. And we did hundreds of people from Alaska and Northwest Territories. And what we identified is the cholesterols they had were 3,000 to 3,500. Now, over 250 is considered high. And we're talking about people with 12 times higher than normal cholesterol, and they had no problems at all. The problem is it's only when you form what's called dead macrophages, which are called a foam cell that secretes soluble ICAM 1 and 2. So you want to lower triglyceride with Neovasc. But cholesterol, you leave it alone, and you take away free radicals so you don't oxidize cholesterol, because you don't want dead macrophages called foam cells that form plaque, and you want to make sure you maintain full vitamin K2 so they don't calcify that plaque. And when that plaque calcifies and cracks, it forms a propagating thrombus or blocks an artery off. So the doctors don't understand the physiology and they chase the wrong thing. It's like a mouse chasing something you think is cheese, but it's not cheese.
All right. Well, you talked right to the very end, Bill.
Well, you can say goodbye now, Mish. It's your turn.
Look at all these questions. Okay. Put them over there. Yeah. Well, I guess who's on next, Bill?
You're on next. You got a moment of 30 seconds. Go ahead, honey.
30 seconds. Oh, you're actually going to let me say something.
You have to. You have to, sweetie.
Anyways, thanks for listening. God bless you. We'll see you next week. It'll be August, believe it or not. Summer's flying away here, and it's Bill's favorite time.
Oh, yeah, my favorite time, because after working and getting all the shows up, it's pool time. We have our own pool here in Southern Cal. Okay.
With natural salts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Ash Bryan.
There we go.